Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. You know that feeling when your to-do list feels like a mile long, and every request from colleagues, friends, or even family pulls at your attention like a mischievous puppy begging for belly rubs? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, we're tackling something crucial. Understanding your limits and learning the art of saying no without feeling guilty. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting everyone out. It's about honoring your time, energy, and sanity, which ultimately allows you to show up as your best self in every area of life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another lecture on boundaries, hear me out. This is about freedom, people. Freedom from that constant pressure of trying to please everyone. Freedom from the overwhelm that saps your motivation and joy. It's about reclaiming your power and choosing what truly matters. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this beautiful journey of saying no with grace and confidence. 1. Recognize your values. Think about what's truly important to you, your health, relationships, creative pursuits, personal growth. What brings you joy and fulfillment? Once you know your values, it becomes easier to identify situations that align with them and those that don't. It's like having a compass guiding your decisions, ensuring you're heading in the right direction. 2. Listen to your body. Ever felt drained after saying yes to something you didn't really want to do? Yeah, your body speaks volumes. Pay attention to those subtle signals, fatigue, stress, even that nagging feeling of resentment. They're your internal alarm bells, telling you to prioritize yourself and politely decline. 3. Practice assertive communication. This doesn't mean being aggressive or rude. It simply means expressing your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. Try phrases like, I appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize. Or, while I'm committed to current project, I can't take on anything else right now. Remember, a firm no delivered with kindness is more powerful than a hesitant yes that leaves you feeling resentful. 4. Don't over. Explain. You don't owe anyone elaborate justifications for your decisions. A simple and direct, no, thank you, is often sufficient. Over-explaining can lead to guilt trips or pressure to compromise, so keep it concise and confident. 5. Embrace the guilt-free zone. This is a game changer. Learning to say no shouldn't leave you feeling guilty or anxious. Remember, saying yes to something doesn't automatically make you a good person, and saying no doesn't make you selfish. It's about honoring your commitments and making choices that align with your values and well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're heading into a busy Monday morning at work, already juggling multiple deadlines. Your boss asks if you can take on another project. One that would significantly stretch your time and energy. How do you respond? Now, here's where the magic of saying no comes in. Instead of feeling overwhelmed or obligated to say yes, you remember your values. Clear focus, quality work, and maintaining a healthy work-life balance. So, you take a deep breath, politely decline, explaining that while you appreciate the opportunity, you need to prioritize your existing commitments to deliver your best work. Boom! You've just protected your time, energy, and sanity, all while demonstrating professionalism and self-awareness. Think about it. Saying no can actually be a superpower. It allows you to reclaim your time, reduce stress, and focus on what truly matters. Remember, true success isn't about constantly being busy. It's about making intentional choices that align with your values and lead to a fulfilling life. So, my friends, I challenge you. Make saying no your superpower this week. Start small. Decline an extra invitation, politely pass on an unnecessary task, or simply prioritize your well-being over instant gratification. And don't forget, if you ever need some extra support or inspiration, come back to The Dopamine Fast. We're always here to cheer you on. See you in the next episode, and keep that dopamine fast rolling.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.